In Louisiana, the clock is running out on the extra unemployment benefits that have been a lifeline for many out-of-job workers during the pandemic. The additional $300 a week payments from the federal government end tomorrow, making Louisiana the first Democrat-led state to join 25 Republican-controlled states that opted out early, saying the benefits kept residents from looking for jobs. The program is set to run out in September. Stephen Bisaha from the Gulf States Newsroom brings us one woman's story that shows returning to work isn't quite as simple as following the help wanted signs.
Dora Whitfield has a lot of pride in her New Orleans home. She and her husband Curtis bought it in 2014. They surprised the whole family by bringing them out front the day after Christmas.
And it was like, yay! This your house? And it was so lovely. I didn't have no food for them, and we didn't have no chairs in here. I just wanted to show them around because it was like, this is your Christmas present. I said, yes, it is.
Whitfield has a big smile as she leans against her marble-topped island in her open concept kitchen, the kind of smile that would fit perfectly on a brochure for homeownership. In one of her three bedrooms, she keeps two Bibles open to specific psalms to bless her house.
And I'm proud of what I've accomplished because I stayed in public housing for like 30 years. So for to be able to get a key to go into something that belonged to you is like, ooh, you know. But this year will scare me to lose this.
Whitfield was able to afford the house because of the tips she earned as a waitress at Harrah's Casino, about $100 each day, $200 on weekends.
Yeah, because it's bottomless mimosa and all-you-can-eat seafood, so the money was good.
People were tipping well when it's bottomless mimosas.
Dora, keep that glass flowing. Okay. And once you make somebody happy, the tips are happy.
Paying bills was almost like a matching game. A $100 light bill arrived on Thursday. Cover it with Friday's tips. Mortgage, combine a couple mimosa weekends.
I never was behind on a bill.
But the game changed March 2020. COVID-19 shut down the casino and its buffet. Like a lot of workers, Whitfield was laid off.
Now I'm like panicking because now it's like what bill you pay this week and what bill you just have to call and get an extension on now because you're not used to receiving $200-some dollars a week now.
That's how much Louisiana gave her in unemployment, about $240 a week. She eventually got more help, including an additional $300 per week in federal unemployment benefits. She says that kept her above water, and she's waiting for the casino to bring her back. But there's a lot she still doesn't know, like when that will happen and what kind of job will be waiting for her. The buffet is still closed, and Whitfield's heard rumors that it will be replaced with a food court, meaning a job without tips. Whitfield's 56. And doesn't want to leave Harrah's, a company she's been with for nearly two decades. But she might have to.
You're comfortable because it's a good company and they got good insurance. And then you go somewhere else and you might have no insurance. And it's like you're starting over, like you're crawling. I'm walking now with this company. I don't want to crawl.
But with those extra federal unemployment benefits running out tomorrow, she's not sure she can wait for the casino. More than 200,000 others in Louisiana will also no longer receive the $300 weekly payment. Neighboring states like Mississippi and Alabama that ended that federal benefit early have seen more people returning to work like they wanted. But economists say it's too early to prove that was the main motivation. There are plenty of other barriers keeping people from working. Some might still be concerned about the rise of the Delta variant of the coronavirus. Others can't find childcare. Some, like Whitfield, are just holding out and hoping their old job will come back.
My head be swimming sometimes. I don't know what to do.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, Lord, what should I do? What should I do? Should I get up with these bad knees and walk around Walmart? Should I wait on the casino to call? It's a lot.
It's not just the end of unemployment checks pressuring her and others to make that decision soon. The CDC's eviction moratorium also ends tomorrow. For Here and Now, I'm Stephen Bisaha reporting from New Orleans.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership between WBHM in Birmingham, Mississippi Public Broadcasting, and WWNO in New Orleans.